trying to make it right. These people won't let me go. I'm just trying to live my life. I just need space to grow. I'm just trying to make it right. These people won't let me go. Let me grow, let me go. Let me grow, let me go. They should know, they should know. They should know, they should know. I'm just trying to live my life. Need space to grow. I'm just trying to make it right. These people won't let me go.
Welcome to the Tea with Bree. I'm your host, Bree. Thanks for listening. The Tea with Bree podcast is focused on deep, honest, and vulnerable conversation. Each week, I sit down with a different guest in order to have those conversations. Every week, we'll start my guest's bio, an intro on how we know each other, and then we'll go into a deep dive conversation about whatever topic they brought to me that week. Welcome back to another episode of Bree's Tea, which is my version of my solo Thursday episode, where I share some personal updates, answer questions, offer advice, and more. Hi. Hello. It has been a while. Y'all know I like to take a little bit of a sabbatical here and there for no real reason except my mental health is struggling, or I feel uninspired, or running a podcast by yourself can be really hard. So I took a break, enjoyed the summer, lived life. But I am back with a solo update because it didn't feel right to jump back into this season, air quotes, of the show without giving some personal updates before I start rolling out episodes with guests. So here I am, just giving some updates. I have a list because I am who I am. So I think the biggest thing to share is I quit my job that I got last year, and I moved back to Austin in 23. Wow. So last summer I moved back to Austin and got a job at a nonprofit and really loved it and started there in June of last year and decided that I wasn't going to do that anymore. So I left that job. I gave my notice at the end of July, and my last day was August 23rd, if I'm remembering correctly. So I've been fun employed for like 3 weeks right now. I've gone back into consulting until I find a full-time gig. Really grateful that I still have Brianna Jenkins Consulting, which, shameless plug, there's an episode dropping Monday where I talk all about Brianna Jenkins Consulting with my friend Jessica Birch in her podcast, the Binge Bucket podcast. So I'll be sure to link her podcast in the show notes. And like I said, my episode comes out this coming Monday, which is the 16th of September, if I can remember correctly, as a person who's not looking at a calendar and again who has been fun employed, so time is a construct. So there's a lot of decisions that led me to quit this job. On a personal note, some family stuff's been happening, and if you've been listening for a while, you know that I moved home to Connecticut for 6 months in 2022, and the goal has always been to get me back to Connecticut. We are interviewing, or back to the Northeast, I should say, is more on point. So I have been interviewing for a job in Connecticut since July. That job was not the deciding factor. That job just kind of came to be as I was talking to people and the universe heard me, and that job just kind of like fell into my lap. So I've been interviewing for that job. I've also been interviewing for jobs in Boston and applying for jobs in New York. And so just trying to be a Northeast girl again. The lease I currently have goes until May of next year. So if I move, I'd have to break my lease, but that's a future Bree problem. But right now it just feels good. It feels like the right choice. It feels like this is a better time. Last time I moved home, I think I never thought I would get a job in Connecticut. And so I was able to get a job with the college I was at, and I really loved it. And you know, this decision to move back came with a lot of mental health stuff going on. I never found an apartment, so I never felt really settled, even though one of my best friends let me stay with her, which was really gracious. I was traveling a lot for work, so I couldn't really get settled in the same time. one of my friends had her baby like 2 months early here. So it was a lot happening. So I decided to move back. But the goal was always for me to move back to the Northeast. So we're kind of waiting and seeing. I have a final interview with that job I just mentioned. They just asked for references and they asked me to jump on a call on Friday. So fingers crossed. Another update I want to give is it has been a full year of me being consistent in the gym. And if you've been around for a while, if you follow me on my Instagram for a while, you know that I'm in eating disorder recovery. And so losing weight has always been a trigger for me. And I never had the weight come off. It was a whole thing. So the last year, I really dedicated myself to being consistent in the gym. And it really started last September, where I decided to do 75 medium is what I'm calling it, instead of 75 hard. But I did 75 days of watching what I ate, working out every day, sleeping, drinking a gallon of water, like doing all these things. And so I was doing that and just kept up with it. And I will note that when I originally started it, it was because I'm in two weddings this year in October. And I just did not want to be uncomfortable in a bridesmaid's dress a year later. So like the time's going to pass anyway. At the end of the day is going to end, right? So you might as well dedicate time to the things you want to do. And so for me, I really wanted to get in better shape, lose weight, do all those things. So I did. I want to note that, you know, I was doing all these things and the scale really wasn't changing. Like I saw from maybe last March or May to September, I'd lost maybe like 10, 15 pounds. But was always like yo-yoing on the scale. And so in April, I started with a new doctor who I didn't end up staying with. But I started talking to him about medical options. Never wanted to have surgery. The thought of surgery always gave me anxiety, especially because last summer before I started like dedicating myself to working out, I was on a diabetic med that my doctor at the time made me go on to try. And another doctor talked to me about weight loss surgery. And I was like, this just, I feel like I can do this. I can get my blood pressure lower. I can stop being pre-diabetic. So truly just dedicated myself to working out, right? Fast forward to this April, start with the new doctor, start phentermine, which is a pill medication. And did that and was able to get some results from that. Did that for a couple of months. But my new doctor, with my history of high blood pressure, she wanted me to get off of that. And so she connected me with a clinic to start trying a semaglutide compound. Essentially, it's like the off-brand version of like Ozempic, Wegovy, all those sort of options. And so I started that 4 weeks ago this week, almost 5 weeks ago. And for a long time, I felt, for me, I wanted to see if I could just stick to a regimen first, right? Like, I didn't want to get on any sort of medication until I basically proved to myself that I could make these sustainable changes and then use the medication as a help. Like, I didn't want to be dependent on it. And so after a year of working out and being consistent, I decided to start this medication. I've been on it for about 5 weeks. I haven't had any big reactions to it. It's definitely doing what I needed to do. I'm actually going to talk about being on that medication with one of my best friends. My friend is from college, Rebecca. She's going to come on and we're going to talk about that because she has her own journey with medical weight loss prescriptions, to kind of talk about the, it's not a miracle drug like people say it is. So not to jump ahead, but that's going to be an episode we're going to talk about as well. So that's coming up to talk about that with her. With me, you know, it has definitely been, with me, it's definitely changed things. Like, obviously, I'm still the same person. But also as a person who has an ED, there's a lot of things like I'm looking out for. I'm still in therapy. I talked to my therapist about it. We've been talking a lot about, like, no matter how much weight I do lose or don't lose, like, it doesn't change who I am and at the core of myself. But I have noticed people making more comments, getting more attention. And I don't know if it's just I carry myself differently now or I'm getting noticed more, which if you've been listening for a while, you know that dating in Austin is the literal bane of my existence. And I feel really invisible here. But for the last like 2 weeks, it's been interesting, like having random strangers make comments about like my looks, my body. And not like in a gross way, it's just like unexpected because it's never happened in the 8 years I lived here. So anyway, that's been happening. And yeah, just learning. I'm really happy with the way I've been doing it, very sustainably, taking my time, not obsessing, looking at, you know, working out as a thing I get to do, a thing I'm excited to do. I like to challenge myself, and just taking better care of myself has been really nice. So there's that. I feel like we haven't talked about politics since Jackie's episode. Obviously, the debate was a couple nights ago. Last night for me, but 2 nights ago, if you're listening to when this episode comes out. And it is, and I just left a fundraiser for Square One. One of my friends works there. It's a PAC organization helping people in red states who want to run for Senate or Congress flip a seat to blue or Democrat. So I just left that PAC event tonight, which felt like really great. But yeah, talking about that and what we're kind of all like hoping for in November and talking about the debate with people has been really interesting. And obviously scrolling on Instagram and on, I'm never going to call it X, scrolling on Twitter and seeing like everyone's tweets and all that sort of stuff has been like really, and it's been so interesting, like the amount of joy people have around Kamala and Vice President Harris and Tim Walz running. So yeah, the debate was a time watching it with Shelby, one of my best friends here in Austin, and then talking with people about it tonight and in our family group chat. I'm just like, this is wild. Like, there will be a time when children learn about this debate, and I'm just like, this is where we've gotten to. And watching Vice President Harris just be so black, like her facial reactions and the thing, like what she said without saying anything was just like, to be seen in that way was so nice. So yeah, I'm optimistically excited for November. Although after watching and hearing what 45 has been saying, like if you vote this last time, you won't have to vote again. I'm like, they're already talking about corrupting the vote. And so we all know it's going to be like, basically I'm like, I'm taking the day after the election off because I'm sure we'll all just be up waiting for the results. So there's that. And then what to expect this season, air quotes around the word season. You know, I don't do seasons. I just keep counting episodes up. We're going into year 6, which is wild to think about that I started this show 6 years ago. And I was talking about it at dinner tonight with friends of a friend of this little engine that could that started 6 years ago of me putting out in the universe that I wanted to start a podcast and everything just falling into place. And, you know, I've had people who have helped me over the years. I've been really doing this myself for 6 years at the same time, like editing, posting, creating content. Each episode takes about anywhere between like 2 and 6 hours to produce, you know, between recording and editing and getting all the content up and hosting it and putting it online. And so it has truly been a labor of love. I have not made any money off of the show. Today I looked and I think I have 160 something pieces of content in this podcast. So kudos to me, because I think a lot of people kind of, no shade, truly don't mean any shade. But I'm like, anybody can start a podcast, but to continue it and now have it for 6 years, especially if you do the show alone or with guests, I think that's like a different vibe. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited about what I've been able to do. And so yeah, as always, if you want to be a guest, I will leave that link in the show notes. I have some really exciting new people coming on. I have some folks who've been on before who want to come back. So yeah, stay tuned. I have some people scheduled that I think y'all will really enjoy. And as far as like this show, I feel like I'm going to try to keep this situation of like you'll hear from me maybe every other week. And then the other weeks you'll hear from guests. Sometimes I just want many updates. So you might just get guests back to back, and maybe I'll just pop in once a month. We'll see. We'll see what the flow is. And, you know, as I, there's some shows I'm going to be coming up on. Like I mentioned, the Binge Bucket podcast, I'll link that. And I'll share that out when that comes out. That same friend and I talked about starting our show together. So we're like spitballing that idea of like a different show together because I don't have enough projects going on. So yeah, I don't know. This is just all to give updates and truly just to say thank you. Like if you've been listening for all 6 years, if you just popped in, if you've been a guest, if you want to be a guest, I truly am so grateful that you have supported my 6-year-old child that is this podcast for years. Oh, I do want to share. I'm going to start running ads. It's happening. The service that I use to host my podcast called Castos, they have a way that they for monetization. So you'll start hearing ads in the beginning and the end of the show once that all clears. But also I'm starting to run ads in the middle of my shows because your girl pays some money every year to run this show. So now to have sponsors and people who want to have ad spots is really exciting for me. So you'll start hearing ads in my voice in maybe once or twice in this podcast. And I know how annoying ads can be, but I'm grateful for ads. And so I thank y'all for the support that I've gotten to this point that I can now run ads. So yeah, that's it. Those are all the updates. I will be sure to link everything in the show notes that I talked about today. Square One, Binge Bucket Podcast, if you want to be a guest, all those links will be in there. As you know, I end every episode with a question, and I'm going to change it for the mini-sode and make it, what is the best advice I've gotten this week, or what's a piece of advice I would give to someone who is struggling? And I've been seeing the word quit a lot this week, and I want to just give the reminder of, like, it's okay to quit things, to quit people, to quit situations that are no longer serving you. You don't have to stick something out or stay with something for the sake of doing it. I think so many people feel indebted or like they should stay with a job or stay with a partner, even if it's tumultuous or it's something that's draining you. And I'm like, fucking quit that shit, man. Like, life is too short. You get one. Even if you believe in reincarnation, you will not ever have this life again. So I say live it fast and loose. Smoke them if you got them. But yeah, I just think we need to be better about choosing ourselves over other things. So yeah, that's my advice. Thanks, y'all. I'll talk to you next week. We have a new episode coming out next Thursday, which will be a good one. It's Alex who's coming back for part 3. So Alex Struby, Alex S, you'll see that he's already been on twice. So I suggest you go back and listen to episodes 1 and 2 with him because he's coming back for episode 3 next week. We recorded this week and we have some updates. And he's been sharing on social because he is an Aries and he will admit to you that he loves drama and to weave a tale. And so I would say if you haven't listened to episode or it's been a while since you listened to episodes 1 and 2 with Alex Struby, Alex S, do that. Alex episode, he was episode 90. Alex was episode 90. I'm pretty sure he did 2 episodes already. I can't find the other one right now, but for sure, episode 90 is Alex. And then he'll be back this week. So I'm just saying, you don't want to miss it. That's it. Thanks, y'all. That's it for this week's episode of The Tea with Bree. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at The Tea with Bree. Send me an email at theteawithbree@gmail.com or visit the website, theteawithbreepodcast.com. You can find me, your host, Brianna Jenkins, on Instagram at Brianna Jenkins. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. A special thanks to Mama Duke for our theme music, and I will catch you next time. Bye.